Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Is this the turning of the tide against Bill Gates? This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 20th of September 2022. It's hard to know if these are the end days for monkeypox, but I think they are. One of the main drivers, if not the sole driver, for pushing the monkeypox agenda was Big Pharma and the likely profits it would make from manufacturing a monkeypox vaccine. But with the imminent retirement of the representative of Big Pharma on Earth, Anthony Fauci, on his $350,000 per annum package, and continued COVID infection and Paxlovid treatment rebound, and the start of the exposure of its high priest Bill Gates in the mainstream media, we can but hope the vaccine pushers may no longer prevail. The exposure I refer to is an astonishing in-depth investigative article published by the hitherto pro-vaccine Politico, entitled How Bill Gates and His Partners Used Their Clout to Control the Global COVID Response with Little Oversight, which reveals the extent of this one man's control over the production and distribution of vaccines. The disclosures will come as little surprise to readers of TCW, where Gates' COVID vaccine development role has been under the microscope since December 2021, and they will already know from TCW reporting that in March 2020, Gates stepped down from his position on the Microsoft Board of Directors, citing his desire to concentrate on COVID-19, that a month later he pledged to make COVID-19 vaccines available to 7 billion people. The global population was estimated at 7.8 billion last year. And in December 2020, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation committed $1.75 billion to develop COVID-19 tests and vaccines, making itself the self-appointed leader of the global response to COVID-19. They will know too that this comes on the back of his hubristic, long-term, total global vaccine project. What the Politico article makes clear is that all the major bodies involved in unleashing the scourge of COVID-19 vaccines on the world, such as Gavi and Global Vaccine Alliance, instigated by Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, the Wellcome Foundation, and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI, were all receiving substantial funding from Bill Gates. This is exemplified by the fact that in 2021 the funding received by the WHO from Gates exceeded the contribution of the United States. Politico, with the German newspaper Die Welt, examined meeting minutes and thousands of pages of financial disclosures and tax documents, which reveal that the groups have spent already nearly $10 billion since 2020 in one of the first comprehensive accountings of expenditure by global health organisations on the global fight against pandemic. Those figures were in dollars, by the way. What the Politico article also shows is that COVID vaccine processes spearheaded by Gates has been, from the perspective of the poorer parts of the world, a complete failure. In managing COVID-19, Politico argues that in the early days there was a steady, almost inexorable shift in power from the overwhelmed governments to a group of non-governmental organisations. These organisations took on roles often played by governments, but without the accountability of governments. In her investigative reports for TCW into the guilty men behind global lockdown and the fast-track gene therapy vaccines, Paula Jardine casts an even more sinister light on this process. Her analysis points to the operation of CEPI, cross-populated with several men associated with or employed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Wellcome and Gavi, a self-appointed international cabal that both engineered the crisis and the solutions to it, and to how it successfully sought to influence and control COVID policies from lockdown to vaccination around the world, deliberately panicking and pressuring governments. The Politico investigation, by contrast, focuses on the disturbing and influential role played by one man, the man with the money, that great philanthropist Gates, who refused to suspend intellectual property rights, which Doctors Without Borders questioning the undue influence of Gates, stated emphatically was protecting the interests of pharmaceutical giants over people living in poorer nations. An unnamed former US health official is reported to have said, "You have to remember that when you're dealing with the Gates Foundation, it's almost like you're dealing with another major country in terms of their donations to these global health organisations." Health fascists and medical meddlers have started to lose credibility in face of Operation Backtrack over the damaging effect of lockdowns. The question is when Backtrack will start in earnest over vaccines. Despite abundant evidence for, on the one hand, the ineffectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines and, on the other hand, their harmful side effects, is there yet enough scepticism among the mass vaccinated to knock Gates, the vaccine architect, off his powerful pedestal? That Politico and De Welt, the latter also pro-COVID, has not been critical of Bill Gates up to this point gives a glimmer of hope. If other MSM follow where they lead, the tables could start to turn on Gates and spell the end of his role as the world's leading vaccine cajoler. The end of a vaccine for every ill global health culture at the expense of all other public health measures, whether they are needed or not, do more harm than the diseases they were meant to prevent. We can but hope.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.